You're listening to the Newsmakers podcast from MLB.com.
I call this guy the hardest working executive in baseball. He's one of the reasons the Braves were a dynasty in the 1990s. He's one of the reasons the Nationals are one of the top teams right now. And I'm talking about CEO Stan Kasten. He's with the Dodgers. And Stan, thank you so much for being with me.
Sure, my pleasure, Bill. Anytime.
Stan, I thought the Dodgers made two great moves by re-signing Justin Turner and Kenley Jansen. How do you feel about that?
I feel good about all the moves that we made this offseason. We had an aggressive agenda. But, you know, we had what we thought was a championship caliber team last year. We came up a little short. But it's hard to get those teams. And so we did our best to retain that team and then add in other ways as well. So it was important that we kept our team together, the key pieces, and you just mentioned two very, very important and key pieces of our team.
Those two were clutch performers during the postseason. It was amazing, especially Turner and Jansen. I mean, the way Jansen pitched against the Nationals and the way Turner hit against the Nationals, I thought that was amazing performance by those two guys.
Well, no question, and they both came up big in that great dramatic game five, and which also, by the way, featured the start of Kenley Jansen as a setup reliever.
Yes,
that game. No question, they both had great years last year. Were integral to the success of our team, and they're also tremendous guys in the locker room, in the community. We're proud of both of them for what they do on the field as well as away from the stadium.
Stan, you have one of the best managers in baseball. Dave Roberts did an outstanding job last year. He outmanaged Dusty Baker in the NLDS. Talk about the job Roberts did for you guys last year.
Well, first of all, let me say I'm a big fan of Dusty Baker also, and I think there were two teams that are about as evenly matched as you could have. Dave did, I think, a great job all year. It's why he was named the Manager of the Year. The thing about Dave is that we were just crushed by injuries last year. And I know Washington had a lot, too, but we were absolutely crushed, including, you know, losing Clayton for almost half the season.
Right.
And yet we never faltered. We never made excuses. We kept, you know, plugging away every night with a really good, upbeat, positive, can-do attitude. And that came directly from Dave. So not only is he intimately knowledgeable about playing the game from his years of playing in the major leagues, he was very open-minded to all the new information that front offices are now able to provide their managers with. And he did it all with a framework of positivity and upbeat energy and can-do attitude that he successfully was able to transmit to all his players.
I know you guys are thinking big for 2017. The Dodgers continue to win division titles, but you fall short, especially in the NLCS. Why is that the case, you think?
I don't think there's any one reason. You know, I think there is a school of thought to which I subscribe that the playoffs, because they're all such short series, is something of a crapshoot. All you can do during the year is try to get into position in October to win it all. We had a lead in the NLCS and just couldn't close it out. So that's how close we came to getting to the World Series. And as long as we keep winning year in, year out, as long as we keep being available for October play, our time will come when we do win it all. I'm confident of that. But there isn't any one thing. It's interesting to me how rarely the team with the very best regular season record does win it all. Last year was one of those rare times. But in general, the hardest thing is to get to October. After that, you do your best and see what happens.
What will make this year different? Other than I know you guys want to win the World Series. You guys are favorite. What will make this year different?
Well, first of all, as I said, last year we were absolutely devastated by injuries. And you'd have to think, and the year before we had a lot also. So you'd have to think we'd get a better break this year on that. And if that happens, then we'll be not just as good as last year. We could be stronger, maybe substantially stronger. We also continue to have an influx of young guys. We're very proud of our scouting and player development system. You know, Bill, how important that is to me.
Yes.
And last year, we were able to meld in a lot of young guys who made big contributions. This year, again, we are expecting young guys to come in, make contributions, whether in the starting rotation or in the bullpen, and very, very soon at the position players as well. So I think those things, better health and the emergence of some of our younger future stars, should contribute to a better team.
As far as the younger players, who are you looking at?
Oh, I think everyone knows the names. We know Julio Urias is ready to become a starter, as probably is Brock Stewart and Ross Stripling and Alex Wood, and there are pitchers behind them. Our bullpen showed what the Grant Daytons could do, and he was critical for us second half of the year. Andrew Tolles was critical for us second half of the year. And then we have, I think, a crop behind them in at the positions, like Cody Bellinger and Alex Verdugo and Willie Calhoun. I don't know when exactly they will be ready, but it wouldn't surprise me if any or all of them made their Major League debut sometime this year. Hopefully we won't need them, but it's nice to know that they're there if we do need them.
Stan, you have done so much in sports, not only in baseball, but in hockey, basketball. What is your biggest accomplishment in sports?
just lasting and being employed this long, I guess, because it ain't easy to do. But I'm very proud of every team that we put out every year, and I'm proud of the businesses that we've built in all the three cities that I've been in. This franchise in particular makes me proud because we have a very serious responsibility. We are carrying on the legacy, walking in the footsteps of Jackie Robinson and Sandy Koufax and Walter O'Malley and Tommy Wiseorda and Vin Scully and on and on and on and on. That's a tremendous privilege, but also a very serious responsibility that we take very seriously. And so our work on the field is critical, but going back to our roots with scouting and player development, going back to our roots in expanding our international scouting, and most importantly, going back to our roots of being tremendous community citizens, both our players individually and our franchise as a whole, the work we do in the community. We've built 45 Little League fields in the Dodger Dream Field program to expand the game of baseball and to provide greater opportunities for kids all through Southern California. It's those kind of things, carrying on the legacy of the great accomplishments that were here long before I got here.
Stan, you know, it's going to be tough to replace Vin Scully. You mentioned him earlier. I mean, what do you tell the new play-by-play announcer?
Well, you know, Joe Davis came in and filled in for a lot of games last year, and he has a great future. Everyone who listened to the games, I think, appreciated how good he was. He's not going to try to be Vin Scully because that's not possible. But, you know, there's no question we're going to continue to have top-level broadcasts here. And by the way, Vin Scully is still part of the franchise. You will see him around from time to time. Mm-hmm. You will hear his voice from time to time. And I hope that continues as well for many, many years.
You were once the GM of the Hawks. You won Executive of the Year twice. And I remember those years you guys stressed defense big time. And I'm just curious, disappointed you didn't come close to winning a title?
Well, sure. I mean, this is what we're in this for. I mean, among the three teams I've been to the postseason, you know, a few dozen times, and they are all great, but there's definitely a pang and a longing to do more, because winning it all is what we are in it for. And that's why, clearly, my greatest, you know, team accomplishment in my career was the 1995 World Series championship. They were a special team. It was a great decade for that team. They went to five World Series, but the one time we were able to win the World Series was very, very special.
You know, Stan, you and the Braves gave the blueprint on how to build a team, and it starts with the farm system. And how proud of you that you gave Major League teams the blueprint on how to build the team?
Yeah, you know, that's nice of you to say, Bill, but we really didn't do the blueprint. I think that was done, you know, 50 years before me. Branch Rickey, maybe, if there's anyone who did the blueprint, and including during his time with the Dodgers, invented how to build a team through scouting and player development. I've just always believed in it, whether I was in Atlanta and whether I was in Washington or now that I'm in L.A. And so I say I didn't invent the blueprint, but we always had a secret ingredient in all three of those cities, and that's ownership that was willing to stand behind us, give us the resources and the time necessary to build that way, because it does require patience. Mm-hmm. And it does require a little bit of living through the pain of losing early on. Now, in L.A., we have had the resources that allowed us to win while we were going through the building process. But that's uncommon. That's uncommon. Most cities don't have the opportunity to do both at the same time. But I will tell you this. If you have to pick one, trying to win now or trying to build for the long term, I will always go for building for the long term, because spending money to try to win now is a sucker bet, because the odds are just against you. If you build a great foundation, your odds of winning over time are much, much greater. I've always believed that, and I still believe that here today in Los Angeles.
Is there anything in baseball you would like to change?
A lot of things, probably, but nothing I'm going to talk to you about. We work a lot internally with the various committees. I think we have a very forward-looking commissioner who is going to keep his mind open to changes. You've already seen this year there are going to be some changes in the replay system that has a lot of critics, but there's no question it has been a big positive for the sport in the last few years. We're working on speeding up the game, making it more accessible to fans through BAM and through streaming and things like that. So there are a lot of things that we can continue to improve. But let's remember, this game is as successful as maybe it has ever been. We have more people coming to our games than the other three major sports put together, and we are very proud of that. We have the absolute best app and accessibility for fans through the internet. We're very proud of that. We're very proud of how we are reaching out to fans in the 21st century, and I think all of that portends a very, very bright future for our game, a brighter future than even our past has been.
Stan, you're 65 years old, and I'd like to know, I mean, I called you the hardest working executive in baseball. How many more years do you have left in the game?
Well, you'll have to tell me how long I'm going to live, because I don't have any plans to just step away and do nothing. I tried that twice, actually. It didn't work either time.
Yes.
So here I am in the best situation I've ever been in. Really, I can't even imagine a better situation than having the privilege of being the CEO of the Los Angeles Dodgers. We are doing a lot of work domestically to grow our brand. We're doing a lot of work internationally to grow our brand. So it's a great time for me personally to be involved with this franchise, and I do not look forward to the day that I would ever have to step away from that.
Final question, Stan. Besides winning a championship with the Dodgers, what do you want to accomplish with the Dodgers?
Well, you know, I'd like to become role models for how we play on the field, how we conduct ourselves in the community. I talk to players in spring training every year about not forgetting that responsibility, that we are role models, whether you like it or not. And by the way, it's just smart business, because if you are a good role model, you're setting yourself up for personal success when your career is over. And I happen to have a partner, a co-owner, who is the all-time leading example for how to parlay success during a career into a lifetime of business success off, in his case, the basketball court, and that's magic.
Right.
He's a great role model for our players in how to conduct yourself. I'd like to think that we can win and win it all while still remembering the importance of how we represent the franchise and how we represent ourselves in our community.
Stan Kasten, it's been a blast, and thank you so much.
All right, Bill, always good talking to you. Thanks very much.
Take care.